A troubled mind, by the way, whether believer or unbeliever, saved or unsaved, a troubled mind is excellent soil for Satan. Excellent soil for Satan. It is fertile ground for Satan to plant seeds of doubt, seeds of despair, seeds of worry, seeds of anxiety, seeds of wickedness, and seeds of imaginations. That's why the Bible tells us here in verse number 8, we're not going to look at verses 6 and 7 tonight, but the Bible says in verses 6 and 7, it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Worry about nothing and pray about everything," the Bible tells us. And the Bible says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." The problem is, even with Christians, is that we worry about everything and that we pray about very little. And the Bible says here that we're to pray about everything and we're to worry, be careful, the Bible says, for nothing, about nothing. But then in verse number 8, and this is our verse tonight, and I want to bring you a message tonight entitled, "What's on your mind?" What's on your mind? My daughter asked me right before the service started, she said, "What you thinking about?" And I gave her the classic man answer. Nothing. Nothing. Every man has a nothing compartment. I don't know that for sure, but I'll say it. Every man has times when, sure, they're thinking about things, but at the same time, they're thinking about nothing, right? And the Bible says in verse number 8, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things." And so tonight I want us to look at this. What's on your mind? I want to give us three truths that we find here in verse number 8 and be a help to us tonight. Listen, throughout a day, a 24-hour period, many, many things run through your mind, right? By the way, even when you're sleeping, sometimes if you maybe have some heavy burdens on you, when you go to sleep and when you wake up, you're still thinking about the exact same thing, right? I mean, you go to sleep thinking about it, and then as soon as you wake up, you can wake up 30 minutes later, you can wake up an hour later, you can wake up 2 hours later, and that thought is still right there. By the way, you're probably even subconsciously, you're dreaming about it, you're thinking about it in your sleep. We're constantly thinking about stuff. And so tonight, what's on our minds? And the Bible tells us what should consume our minds. And we find it in verse number 8. And so let's pray and ask the Lord to help tonight. And we'll look here at verse number 8. Father, we love you tonight. And again, as we've already mentioned, we're thankful for the opportunity to come and just to be helped from your word. And I pray that we would be so tonight. I pray that we would be helped. And Father, I pray that you would captivate our minds tonight. I pray that you would bring our minds under your control, under control by the Word and by what we find here in verse number 8. We allow our minds to wander and go to places and think on things that you do not desire for us to think upon. And so, Father, tonight I pray that you would help and you would teach us. You just remind us. This is a verse that most folks in here tonight have heard. They've heard other messages from this verse. And so tonight just needs to be a reminder to all of us. But whatever each one of us is dealing with tonight, Father, I pray that we would take inventory of what's on our minds. And that we would bring, or we would allow you to bring our minds into captivity and bring them into balance with your word. So Lord, help us with that tonight. We pray that. That's the desire. Father, we ask that you'd help our children, our teenagers, our workers and helpers. Next door, Lord, we pray that tonight would be another opportunity just to place the Word of God into the hearts of these little ones, into the hearts of our teenagers. Father, they need your Word. And Father, I pray that they would take it. I pray that they would receive it. I pray that your Word would fall upon good soil tonight with our young people. Father, help them to be obedient and submissive to that Word. Help them to be servants and committed to you every single day of their lives. Father, we need some young people, Father, who just be committed in their hearts and lives that they're going to serve you with everything they have and who they are and what they are, they're going to serve you. Father, I pray that you'd help us in these next few moments. We commit these moments to you. They're yours. They're not ours. But Lord, we commit what's going to be done here. We commit it to you. We ask that you would help. We ask that you'd be with the business meeting later. Lord, we ask, even as we spoke Sunday, Father, that everything would be done decently and in order. And I pray that that would be the case even during the meeting tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for your Word. Thank you for the verse that we're going to look at tonight. And we'll praise you for what you'll do in our hearts. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Number one tonight, I want us to see the preparation demanded. The preparation demanded. The Bible says, in the latter part of verse number 8, it says, think on these things. Right thinking demands preparation. The preparation demanded. I'm going to take us to several verses tonight, and you can definitely go, but I'm not going to wait a whole lot of time tonight. We're going to go to these verses and read them just for sake of time and to be able to have prayer tonight. The preparation demanded. And I want us to begin in Romans chapter number 12, verses 1 and 2. If we're going to think right, right thinking demands preparation. By the way, that's true with everything, isn't it? Demands preparation. If we're going to do anything right, preparation is demanded. And the Bible tells us in Romans chapter number 12 and verses 1 and 2, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And the Bible says in verse number 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, by the way, that's not three different wills of God. That's not saying that there's a good and there's an acceptable will and there's a perfect will. It's three different words that describe the will of God. He says the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And if we're going to do that and we're not going to allow our minds to be conformed to this world, there must be a renewing of our mind on a daily basis. You don't have to look around very far. And let me ask you this. How many of you watched the debate last night? Did y'all take pills before you went to bed? Tylenol, ibuprofen, or maybe something a little stronger, I don't know. If you watch our news, if you watch mainstream media, if you watch legacy media or anything like that, listen, this world is trying to transform our minds into their thinking. There's no doubt about that. They're trying to mold our thinking into their way of thinking. They want us to, by the way, they want us to listen to them and never do any preparation on our own. They don't want us to think for ourselves. They don't want us to study. They don't want us to look at history. They just want us to listen to them, and they want us to be distracted with all the other things that we have going on in the world so that we don't actually study for ourselves and find out actually what's going on in the world and in our nation. And they want us to, or they want to mold our minds into their thinking. And the Bible says here in Romans 12, too, be not conformed. That's the idea of molded. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so, number one tonight, the preparation demanded. Right thinking demands preparation. So let me give you several things, actually five, real quickly here. Our minds, first of all, are to be renewed. Our minds are to be renewed on a daily basis. Our minds are to be renewed. And by the way, how do we renew our minds? Where do we renew our minds? We do it in the Word of God. Because here's the truth. I am no different than you, and I have to be reminded constantly what the Word says, because I'm constantly bombarded with what the world says and what the devil wants me to hear, what the enemy wants me to hear, and I constantly have to be reminded in my mind what the Bible actually says, and my mind has to be renewed really on a daily basis. So the preparation demanded, our minds are to be renewed. And I've got a lot of verses. I know we don't have time to go to all these tonight, but let me give you number two. Not only, we're talking about the preparation tonight. What is involved in that preparation to be able to think right? Our minds have to be renewed. Let me give you a second thing. Our minds are to be stayed. Are to be stayed. Take your Bibles. I do want you to turn here if you can. Isaiah chapter number 26. Our minds are to be stayed. Stayed on what? Stayed where? The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 26, and then we're going to go back to the book of Psalms as well. But our minds are to be stayed. They are to be renewed, and they are to be stayed. It concerns me how much Christians allow this world to... what's the word I'm looking for? To affect their thinking. They allow the world, they allow society, they allow culture to affect the way they think when we ought to have a biblical worldview. Many times we don't because we don't know what the Bible says about it. And so we don't have a biblical worldview about maybe this area or this area, and we have a humanistic view or just a worldview because we don't know what the Bible says. Isaiah 26:3, the Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Remember Philippians 4:6-7? And be careful for what? Nothing. And the peace of God, and the peace which passeth all understanding, shall do what? Shall keep your hearts and minds through. Hey, it's not a coincidence that he's speaking about the mind in Philippians 4:6-7, about praying about everything, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And he says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then he begins in verse number 8. He said, this is what you ought to think about. Not worrying about all those things that you worry about instead of praying about. These are the things that you ought to think about. Finally, brethren, by the way, when I do pray about all those things, it helps me to keep my mind fixed on these things, on that which is honest, that which is true, that which is just. In Isaiah 26:3, he says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. Hey, anytime I'm troubled, look, I can just mark it down. I don't have my mind on God. I don't have my mind on the Lord. I don't have my mind in the Word. When I get troubled and when I get anxious, I can just mark it down. Just sit in my office, at home, whatever. And the Holy Spirit, boy, Tim, you're not at whole. You don't have a whole lot of peace today, do you? Why is that? Hey, Tim, it's because you don't have your mind stayed on me today. You have your mind stayed on all the circumstances and all the problems. You need to keep your mind stayed on me today. He says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace. See, there's preparation demanded. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Verse 4, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is what? Everlasting strength. So number one, our minds are to be renewed. Number two, our minds are to be stayed. Take your Bibles and go back to the book of Psalms. Psalm 1, let's begin there and we'll walk through and see a few verses here. Our minds are to be renewed. Our minds are to be stayed upon God and upon God's Word. Upon God and upon God's Word. Upon God and upon God's Word. I was telling Brother Corey and Miss Mary, I was on the phone today for 2 hours with the IRS. I went home, got off the phone about 5:30 with the IRS. I felt like changing my message tonight and just preaching. Well, anyway. But I went home and my wife and I were talking and she was almost in tears. And but I had to bring it back and say, you know what? The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. The mercy of the Lord endureth forever. You see, if I keep my mind stayed upon that conversation that I had with them today, or the hour that I was on hold and then the hour that I had the conversation, if I keep my mind stayed upon that, there's not going to be any peace. But if I keep my mind stayed upon Him, saying, you know what, He knows what's going on, He knows what these knuckleheads are doing, and He knows. And He knows how it's all going to work out. And He always, always, always takes care of us. Peace. Look what the Bible says in Psalm 1. Our minds are to be stayed. By the way, that doesn't take away the fact that they're still knuckleheads. And that they all need to be fired. Psalm 1, look at verse 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Notice verse 2. Here we are staying. Stay where, Pastor? Stay upon God and stay upon His Word. The Bible says in verse number 2, but His delight, the blessed man. He's a man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't listen to their advice and their counsel. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He doesn't spend much time and stand and shoot the breeze with the sinners, the Bible says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But His delight is in what? The law of the Lord. What He gives His time to is not verse 1. What He gives His time to is the law of the Lord. The Bible says, but His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth He, what? Meditate day and night. By the way, that's preparation. That's staying. Our minds must be renewed, but our minds must be stayed. Look a little bit further. Chapter number 63. Psalm 63. Psalm 63. Psalm 63, verses 5 through 7, the preparation demanded. And then we're going to spend most of our time right here, so don't get scared. Psalm 63, verses 5 through 7, the Bible says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise Thee with joyful lips. When? He says when in verse number 6. When? He tells us when that's going to happen. When I remember Thee upon my bed. And meditate on Thee in the what? In the night watches. Because Thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. Look, there are times when we're lying in bed and we're thinking about all of the circumstances and all the troubles. And there ought to be a moment in that time where we remember upon our bed, we remember in the night watches everything He's done for us in the past. And we just come to the conclusion, Lord, You're the only one I'm serving anyway. What am I worried about? Why am I worrying? When I remember Thee upon my bed and meditate on Thee in the night watches, because Thou hast been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of Thy wings will I rejoice. Go a little bit further. Psalm 94. Psalm 94. Our minds are to be renewed. They're to be stayed. Stayed upon God and upon God's Word. Psalm 94, verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, Thy comforts do what? Delight my soul. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, Thy comforts delight my soul. When I'm thinking upon God and my mind is stayed upon Him, when my mind is stayed upon His Word, as the psalmist over and over and over again keeps his mind stayed upon God, he said, look, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, Thy comforts when I think about your comforts and I think about the fact that you are the comforter, thy comforts delight my soul. Two more, Psalm 104. Psalm 104, verse 34. Psalm 104, verse 34, our minds are to be renewed, they're to be stayed. There's a preparation that is demanded if I'm going to think right. Psalm 104, verse 34, my meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Not glad when I think about all the circumstances and think about all the troubles and worry. No. My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. One more, Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 99. Psalm 119, verse 99. Our minds are to be stayed. Our minds are to be renewed. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I have more understanding than all my teachers. Why? Where do we get understanding? We get it from the Word of God. Even as we saw Sunday, 1 Corinthians 14, we're to be men in our minds, we're to be mature in our minds, we're to be understanding in our minds. Where does that come from? It comes from the Word of God. Our minds are to be stayed. Let me give you a third one. Take your Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians 10 with me if you would. 2 Corinthians 10. Listen, I'm not saying this is easy tonight. I'm not saying it's easy to keep our minds stayed upon Him. That's why it demands preparation. Our minds are to be renewed. They're to be stayed. And then thirdly, our minds are to be captivated. They're to be captivated. 1 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 5, our minds are to be captivated. The Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Well, that's true, isn't it? Josh was over here right after I got off the phone today with the IRS. He said, Daddy, you okay? I said, yeah. I said, you need to go home and tell Jonathan to get all of the Instapots ready. Some of you may not understand what that means, but that was my flesh. And I said, I'm just kidding. I said, but I understand why some people are driven to things. And he says, some of y'all are laughing now. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. That's not online, is it? Is that online? It is online, isn't it? For though we walk in the flesh, they're going to knock on my door tomorrow. We do not war after the flesh. Y'all will come and bail me out, right? Verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not, what? Carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Notice verse 5, casting down imaginations. And we've seen this verse many, many times. And every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Our minds are to be captivated by the Word of God, and every thought that we have is to be squared up with the Word of God and to say, okay, is that true? Is it not true? Is that an imagination? Is that a fact based upon the Word of God? And so many times, an easy illustration of this, so many times we get in our minds, people are talking about us. I think they're talking about me. You know what that is? That's an imagination. Now, they might be. But probably 99% of the time, they're not. And the Bible says we have these imaginations sometimes in our minds that need to be brought into captivity. By the way, let me say this. That's kind of almost an innocent illustration. But what about the imaginations that we get into our minds that aren't innocent? We start thinking about things we ought not think about. And the Bible says we need to allow the Word of God to captivate, to capture our minds, and to bring that into, as it says in verse number 5, bring it into captivity every thought and bring it into obedience, or to the obedience of Christ. And so when I start thinking about something that isn't balanced with the Word of God, isn't being obedient to Christ, that needs to be captured and immediately destroyed. As soon as that imagination begins to come into my mind, I need to ask myself, would God be pleased with this? Does this square up with the Word of God? What does the Word of God have to say about this? What is the Bible? Do I know any verses that can help me with what I'm thinking about right now? And we need to bring it into captivity. Capture it. By the way, we need to teach our children to do that. To capture their thoughts. And bring their thoughts into the obedience of Christ. Again, it's the idea of lining it up with the Word of God and seeing if it matches, if it squares, if it's okay or not okay, and bringing those thoughts into captivity. That's not a thought I should be having. The Word of God tells me that's a thought I shouldn't be having. And I need to captivate that. It demands preparation. If I'm going to think right, I must prepare. Number one, our minds are to be renewed. Our minds are to be stayed. Our minds are to be captivated. Number four, take your Bibles and go to 1 Peter 1. 1 Peter 1. Preparation. Preparation. We're stronger against the temptation if we're prepared. If we're prepared. If we're clothed with the whole armor of God. If we're prepared, if we're skilled with the sword of the Spirit. 1 Peter chapter number 1, not only should our minds be renewed and stayed and captivated, but number 4, our minds are to be girded. Gird up carries the idea of being prepared. To be prepared for the journey or the work which lies ahead. It refers to the girding up of the long garments in the preparation for work or travel or even battle. Notice what the Bible says in 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. He's not talking about the outward garments now. He's talking about our minds. He says, the loins of your minds. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. And hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought into you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Notice this. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy. For I am holy. Our minds are to be girded. Holy living is going to come from sanctified thinking. Holy living is going to come from sanctified living. Now, by the way, I understand there are times, and the book of Proverbs tells us that there are times when we just need to do right and the thoughts will follow. But if I'm not prepared, and I don't have my mind prepared, He says, think on these things. There's a preparation demanded for my mind to think on that which is right. Let me give you the last one. Take your Bibles and go back to the book of Psalms with me again. Psalm 139. Our minds are to be renewed. They're to be stayed. They're to be captivated. They're to be girded. And then finally, number 5, they're to be tried. Tried. T-R-I-E-D. Psalm 139. The preparation demanded. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, the Bible says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my what? Thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead. And Lord, if there is, lead me in the way everlasting. Lord, search my mind. Search my thoughts. Search my heart. Bible says in Proverbs 4, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, what is out of it? The issues of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And he says here, look, God, the psalmist David, he says, search me. Search my heart, know my thoughts. By the way, He knows our thoughts, doesn't He? And we don't have to ask Him because He already knows, but the psalmist says, Lord, I want You to search my thoughts. And Lord, I'm asking You to search me because when You search me, if You see anything that shouldn't be there, show me. Show me. There's preparation that is demanded. Our minds are to be renewed, stayed, captivated, girded, and tried. Let me give you number two. Not only the preparation demanded, but number two, let's take our Bibles and go back to Philippians 4, but number two, the particulars declared. The preparation demanded, but number two, the particulars declared. And I'm not going to spend time here, but the Bible gives us particular, specific things that we ought to think about. There's a preparation that is demanded because there are particular thoughts, particular things. The Bible uses that word things, even though it's such a nebulous word, but it uses the word things. There are specific things we're to think on. The particulars declared, our thoughts are to be fixed upon that which is true. By the way, again, back to 2 Corinthians 10 through 5, capturing all the imaginations. Our thoughts are to be fixed upon that which is true, upon that which is honest, upon that which is just, upon that which is pure, upon that which is lovely, and upon that which is blameless, a good report. Upon that which is blameless. He says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report. By the way, he says, whatsoever things. So there are things that are true. There are things that are pure. There are things that are lovely. There are things that are honest and of good report, blameless. The Bible said those are the things we're supposed to think about. But we're not going to do that if we don't make preparation to do that. We're going to allow our minds to run in to every little rabbit trail. We're going to allow our minds to run every little thought, everything that the enemy brings, everything that Satan brings to our minds, the flesh brings to our minds. We're going to allow our mind to run to that. If we don't renew and stay, if we don't captivate it, the particulars are demanded. Let me ask us tonight, let me ask all of us, what do we think about today? What consumed our minds today? We say, Pastor, my job consumed my mind. Okay, that's probably something that's honest. Probably something that's true. What consumed our minds today? The thoughts that we had, those private thoughts. When our minds maybe drifted from the task at hand and our eyes were on the computer and we're doing our job, but our minds drifted a little bit from that. What did we think about? The particulars declared. And let me give you number three, the praise developed. The praise developed. Anything that is honorable, virtuous. Verse number 8, if there be any virtue, anything that's honorable, and if there be any praise, anything that's acceptable, he says, think on these things. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 23 and verse number 7, as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You ever heard people do something and they've made the statement, that's not who I am? You hear athletes do this all the time. They do something, they get in trouble with the law, and they make a public statement, and they say, that's just not who I am. The truth is, yeah, it is. Because that's what naturally came out of you. That's who you are. And I understand, we all make mistakes sometimes, and that may or may not be who we are, but most of the time, what comes out is who we are. And what we think about is going to come out. There's a preparation that's demanded. So here's the question. What's on our minds? What's on your mind? What's on my mind? What am I constantly thinking about? And I understand there are things we have to think about. We think about family. We think about our jobs. We think about taking care of our families. We think about our church. We think about ministry. We think about what God has called us to do at our church. We think about all those things, and those are good. Those are true and honest. And most of the time, I would say probably blameless, of good report. But what about the rest of the time? What are our minds thinking about? Where do our minds go when we're all by ourselves? Where do our minds go when we're driving in the car by ourselves? Nobody else there. Family's not there. Kids aren't there. Spouse isn't there. Church family's not there. Where do our minds go? Where do our minds go when we're home by ourselves? Nobody's there. Where does our mind go? And by the way, the truth is, it doesn't matter whether anybody's there or not. Our minds can go everywhere. Because nobody knows our thoughts except Him. What's on your mind? Paul said, look, be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And everything in prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Got to be renewed. They've got to be stayed. They've got to be captivated. They've got to be they've got to be tried. They have to be fixed upon the one that can give us the comfort, that can give us the strength, the only one that can give us the peace to deal with struggles sometimes, right? Because we all deal with struggles. And we all deal with things that can consume our minds at times. Finances, health, emotions can consume our minds. But are the things that our minds are consumed with, are they true? Are they honest? Are they just? Are they pure? Are they blameless? Preparation demanded, particulars declare, praise developed. Father, thank you for the time you've given us tonight. Help us as we come to you in prayer. Father, I pray that you'd incline your ear toward us. And Lord, many burdens on not only the heart of our church, but probably on the heart of every individual in here tonight, maybe even some that haven't even been made known, just burdens. Father, I pray that you would incline your ear toward that individual tonight. Just come real close to them. Help them to understand that you comfort and you give peace and you desire to do so tonight if they would just lay those burdens and cast those burdens at your feet and then leave them there. Father, I thank you tonight that when we do stay our minds upon you, that you truly do give us peace. You truly can calm our hearts and our minds and, yes, even our anxieties and emotions. Father, you can calm those because our trust is not in the circumstance. It's in you, the God of the circumstance. And so, Lord, thank you for your word tonight. Help us as we pray. And we pray this in Christ's name. Amen.